Support for your public radio station comes from our members and from Tompkins Bank of Cast Isle, proud sponsor of the WXXI Business Report. Tompkins Bank of Cast Isle is a local, mobile community bank providing financial services to Western New York for 150 years. More online at bankofcastisle.com.
Now it's time for the WXXI Business Report as we hear about the latest hiring prospects for small businesses and the ongoing controversy at a well-known chain of local coffee shops. Randy Gorman is here with the details. Hi, Randy.
How are you, Beth? We'll start off with the job story. You may remember late last week, the U.S. Labor Department releasing numbers showing stronger job growth than economists had expected, with the national economy adding 224,000 people to the payrolls. Also last week, Paychex and the research firm IHS Market releasing its latest monthly index on small business hiring and wage growth. The companies say the two-year-long gradual slowing of small business job growth took on a more rapid pace in June. Hourly earnings growth for the third consecutive month, now more than 2.5% above a year ago. Frank Fiorilli is a Paychex vice president. He says while larger companies are still adding people, it's been tougher for smaller businesses to find and retain workers, which he says is not uncommon in this kind of economy.
You see that employees actually have a choice, and many times what they'll do is they'll go towards a bigger company because they maybe have better benefits, and it's just maybe more positive kind of environment that they want to go to versus a small medium-sized business.
Fiorilli also says wage growth is up a bit for small businesses, perhaps due in part to minimum wage increases in a number of states. Fiorilli did tell me that economists are looking closely at some economic indicators showing signs the U.S. economy may be starting to slow somewhat. They are keeping a close eye on that. And Canopy, the Canadian cannabis company, which locally based Constellation Brands has taken a big stake in, says its co-chief CEO, Bruce Linton, stepping down from that role. He'll leave the board of Canopy as well. Mark Zekulin has been the co-CEO. He'll help search for a new leader there. The news comes after Canopy's fiscal fourth quarter earnings recently disappointing investors. Constellation Brands was not happy with those numbers. Chief Executive William Newlands recently said that Constellation remains happy with the company's investment in the cannabis space, but he says they weren't too happy about the year-end results from Canopy. Meantime, Senator Chuck Schumer says that he called Mark Zekulin, the new interim CEO from Canopy, and got assurances the leadership change will not impact the $125 million investment they've made in Broome County. Canopy Growth wants to establish a first-of-its-kind hemp industrial park in the Southern Tier, which Schumer says could create hundreds of jobs. Now on to that coffee controversy. You may have heard or seen some things about this in recent days. We talked about it a couple of weeks ago. We told you recently about some spot workers in Rochester voting to form a union, and that seemed to go over relatively okay with the company CEO. He seemed to be generally supportive of that, but seems to be a different reaction now coming out of what's happening in Buffalo with a similar move there. The Buffalo News says last week, three longtime employees who were fired by Spot in Buffalo claimed they were illegally terminated because of their unionization efforts. The Democrat and Chronicle quoting a statement from Spot's CEO, Anton Ayoub. He says that Spot adamantly denies the claims the three workers were fired for improper reasons. He says they don't talk about personnel decisions, but he says any action they have taken in that regard is for lawful business reasons. And he says they will defend themselves against the charges brought before the National Labor Relations Board. The Buffalo Spot workers did put out a statement on social media saying that they are asking the company to reinstate the fired workers with back pay and an apology. The Procurement Ready Roundtable, that's a minority business owners roundtable, is holding a kickoff event. That'll be Thursday, 8:30 to 10 a.m. on North Fitzhugh Street here in Rochester for the Mayor's Office of Community Wealth Building, Business and Community Services. Attendees will learn about peer learning groups and how it can be a good investment for companies looking to grow quickly as well. Wayne County-based Ultralife Corporation getting a contract for up to $10 million from the Naval Air Warfare Center. That's for some charging equipment, adapters that'll be used by the military for handheld radios. And Cloverwood Senior Living in Brighton expanding its footprint with a $64 million high-end independent living community that'll be located near the corner of Jefferson Road and Clover Street. And that's the WXXI Business Report. I'm Randy Gortman.